It is 11 a.m. London time. I'm exhausted. I've had 4 hours of sleep, and I'm scared to turn my phone on.
It's November the 6th, 2024, the day after the U.S. presidential election.
Okay, here we go. Seeing any alarming texts. I mean, I know we're not going to know anything for sure right now anyway. Let's see if the state of the race is. How did this happen? Fuck, how did this happen? Oh god, I feel sick.
The re-election of Donald Trump is a cause for jubilation for some and despair for others. It seems he thrives on creating chaos and stirring up drama. For what has been billed as the most consequential US election of our time, Clara Harris watched the results unfold from the UK, where she is studying for her master's degree at the University College of London. On election night and the following day, Clara kept an audio diary in the hope she would be capturing the election of America's first woman president.
I swore to myself I was not going to sit up and watch the election returns. And yet here I sit. It is 2 o'clock in the morning. All of the central time zone states have just closed. And I'm freaking out.
Despite living abroad, U.S. citizens can still vote in elections.
I think it was not a shock because I had hope, but knowing that the roots and foundations are misogynistic and racist.
One of those casting their vote from the UK is Marlo Gilbert, owner of Manifest Gift Shop in St. Ives in Cambridgeshire.
I think what was devastating was to look at the numbers. There was no rigging of the elections. There was no, voting machines that went wrong. What you experience is called grief. And in grief, you have denial. And in denial, the denial comes from the fact that you don't want to believe that the majority of your people want hatred. And that's kind of how I felt. I was deeply, deeply sad.
Okay, Trump just won North Carolina, they're announcing. Shit. Fucking America.
And this is what I ask a lot of people when they're like, I really like Trump, I really like him. And I ask him, please tell me why you like him. And what I oftentimes hear is kind of the same stories that are told over and over, but they don't actually look beyond that.
It's too depressing to think about him winning again. I've been cleaning the oven. Nope, haven't been to bed.
For both Marlo and Clara, Donald Trump's policies and actions while in office the first time are a cause for deep concern.
He's done horrible things. He put children in cages. They still haven't found thousands of underage kids who were separated from their parents at the border. There was no proper tracking of them, and some of those kids still aren't found today.
For Clara, the unwavering support of evangelical Christians is a source of division in her own family. And Trump's mishandling of the COVID pandemic is very, very personal.
And when I hear people talk about, my dad could never vote for somebody like Trump and the threat he poses to women, and to know that my father did vote for him twice, and the man he voted for all intents and purposes, killed him. Trump's careless behavior during the COVID pandemic directly led to the death of my father from COVID.
Trump becoming president has been one of the most polarizing events in American history, and some, like Marlo and Clara, have decided it's time to find home somewhere else.
Okay. Launching into the first day of figuring out how to officially immigrate to the United Kingdom.